Chapter 1. The Opportunity. Tom Kalinske had a secret. For years, he had managed to keep it to himself, covering it up with a combination of white lies, noncommittal nods, and uneven smiles. But as he lay on a magnificent beach in sunny Maui with his loving wife and three energetic daughters, he could no longer keep it inside. He had to tell someone. The right person to tell was Karen, of course. She had always been there for him, and, most important, she seemed to possess a magical ability for making his anxieties disappear. She really was his voice of reason, the love of his life, and apparently very much asleep. "Hey, Karen," he said, nudging her now tan shoulder. "Karen?" He lifted up her sunglasses, which confirmed that the blazing sun had knocked her into a slumber. Kalinske considered some other subtle means to poke or prod his wife into waking up, until upon further inspection, he noticed that their newborn daughter, Kelly, cradled in her arms, was also asleep.
"Sorry about that, ladies," Kalinske said,
honoring the unwritten rule that all fathers should abide by. Do not, under any circumstances, wake an infant, especially when her fragile little nap allows Mom a rare moment of uninterrupted sun-filled dreams. Karen, it appeared, was off the hook, and wouldn't have to play the role of secret keeper this time. Kalinske thought about telling one of his other daughters, Ashley, 5 years old, or Nicole, 3, but they were ankle-deep in the ocean, capturing hermit crabs in a bright yellow bucket, and making the kinds of memories that they'd inevitably forget and only their father would remember. So he returned to reading a day-old New York Times. But as he scrolled through previews of baseball games that had already been played, a slender silhouette covered his newspaper.
"Hello, Tom," a cheerful voice said. "You are a difficult man to track down."
Kalinske looked up to find a Japanese man with piercing brown eyes and a messy, wind-mangled comb-over. Hayao Nakayama.
"What are you up to?"
Nakayama asked, trying to emit a friendly smile, which came out looking more like an ominous smirk. Kalinske would soon learn that Nakayama was incapable of producing a genuine smile. His round face always held too much mystery, making simple, genuine emotions too hard to pull off. "Well, I was trying to have a nice, relaxing moment with the sun here until you got between us," Kalinske gracefully shot back. He never allowed himself to appear off guard in conversations, and was committed to masking any discomfort or unease with a James Deanian coolness. Nakayama suddenly realized that he was casting a shadow over Kalinske and took a couple of steps to the side. As the sun hit his face, Kalinske smiled and greeted his unexpected guest.
"Great to see you, Nakayama-san. What brings you out to Hawaii?"
"I came here to find you. As I just said, you are a difficult man to track down."
Nakayama spoke nearly perfect English, albeit with a strange, slight Brooklyn accent. It was smooth and seamless, except for the occasional broken phrase. His errors, however, seemed to have less to do with grammatical difficulties and more to do with the rhythm of his conversation. It was almost as if he threw in a few mistakes from time to time as camouflage, allowing himself to hide behind the language barrier and play the role of clueless foreigner if need be.
"When I heard about your departure from Matchbox, I left many messages at your home."
Nakayama tried another smile, this one coming out like a spooky grin. Kalinske bowed his head a bit. After leaving Matchbox, he had tried his best to hide from the universe. He screened all his calls, turned off the fax machine, and rarely left the house. He'd been feeling small in the world, and he dealt with it by making his world as small as possible. Karen had been good about dealing with his reclusive behavior. She knew he was down and didn't press the issue. Her husband had bounced back from many things over the years, and there was no doubt in her mind that he would soon return to the world more spectacular than ever before. In the meantime, she didn't mind having him around the house. For a temporary recluse, he was quite friendly, good with the dishes, and only sometimes a liability when doing the laundry.
"Yeah, I got your messages. Sorry I hadn't gotten back to you yet," Kalinske said. "Just been trying to take some time to myself and figure things out a little.
Ah, yes,
Nakayama said.
But don't you know that this is why I called?
Then, right there in the middle of Kalinske's family vacation, Nakayama made him an offer to become the next president and CEO of Sega of America.